Good evening, GWA. I'm back with a selection from Chapter 9 of about theropods, their lives and lifestyles. Their theropoda was next. They're probably the most iconic dinosaurs. I think they even talk about that in the summary, like Protoceratops and Velociraptor and T-Rex. So I have my little toys with me. I'm going to turn one on now. And we're gonna start on level 2. Social behavior, sex, and the Rex. What could be more appropriate? As was the case for various ornithischians, single species bone beds remain strong suggestions that theropods functioned in packs. For the most part, these mass graveyards, which include both juveniles and adults, pertain to the... pertain to the coleophysoid groups of theropods. See the evolution of theropoda below. And include luminaries such as Cintosaurus of Zimbabwe, South Africa, and Arizona, and Colophysis in New Mexico. Other theropods, though, are also known in bone beds. Allosaurus in Utah, Gigantosaurus and Mosasaurus in Patagonia. Could it have been that some theropods were gregarious, living in large family groups that perished together? Or perhaps each accumulation represents a communal feeding site? Oh, I'm going to start moving my toy that's in me now. Do the bone beds represent pack hunting? As new finds with one or two individuals get discovered, even that supposedly most solidarity of killers... That was not a sentence. Do the bone beds represent pack hunting? As new finds with one or two individuals get discovered, even that supposedly most solitary of killers, Tyrannosaurus, is a potential candidate for pack life. Theropods, as gregarious beasts, even large theropods, is becoming more and more likely a prospect. What can the skeletons of theropods tell us about how these animals related to each other socially? Like crests in hadrosaurs or frills and horns in Neoceratopsians, there we go. Quite a number of predatory dinosaurs, including Cintosaurus, Dilophosaurus, and Protoceratosaurus, and possibly four other ones that have long Latin names, sported highly visible cranial crests. Some are made of thin sheets of bone, while others are hollow, presumably part of the cranial air sinus system. Beyond these, theropods, such as Allosaurus and two others with long Latin names, and the Tyrannosaurus, bore even slightly elevated upper margins on the snout and raised and roughened bumps over the eyes. These structures are believed to have been cores for hornlets or small horns made from creatine, which must have given the face a punk rock spiky look. Yeah, T-Rex. Okay, we're gonna turn it up one. The crests and hornlets assuredly function and display, and at least for the latter may have been used occasionally in head-butting squabbles over territories and mates. If crests and hornlets functioned in visual display, particularly of those theropods that lived in large groups, see above for all those long Latin names, we might expect them to be species-specific and probably sexually dimorphic, so as to signal a given animal's identity and sex. And likewise, we might expect crests to show their greatest development in reproductively mature individuals. Youngsters should have small, poorly developed crests and hornlets. Are these expectations met in any theropods? To a degree, sexual dimorphism is found in the pterosaurs and cuvivices. In these two theropods, one or two of the morphs had a relatively long skull and neck and thick limbs and powerfully developed muscles around the elbow and hip. Oh, I feel so good. Around the elbow and hip, while others form a shorter skull and neck and slender limbs. In Tyrannosaurus, the case has been made for sexually dimorphic ornamentation. The larger, more robust morph was hypothesized to be female. Heyo. In the cases of other theropods, we just don't know yet. Oh, but there's so many more. Okay, where are you, summary? Because I'm not going to fucking last. Okay. We're going to get the other toy for the summary. Oh, fuck. Oh, I'm not gonna fucking make it to the summary. Oh, shit. Oh, fuck. Theropods are among the most iconic of dinosaurs, including beasts such as Tyrannosaurus rex, clawed bipeds, all with distinctive hollow bones, and the earliest known dinosaurs were theropods, and it is the theropods that are still living as birds. Fuck yeah. Oh, fuck. Oh, fuck. Oh, most of the mesosaur forms had claws with semi-opposable thumbs. And on a grasping three-fingered hand, recurved, serrated, laterally compressed teeth, and were carnivores. Oh, fuck. Fuck. Something. Oh, dinosaurs are still around, yo. As birds, is that what it said? Yeah, theropods that are still living, parentheses, as birds, close parentheses. Well, thank you for joining me for a selection from chapter 9.